Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I like when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Worn from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch Magic, rhythm in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Hello and good evening. It's Shelly Nunchuck from the Shelly Nunchuck Show, and I got a little crazy little cats. What are you two doing? Rocky Balboa and Jackie Chan Kitty, what are you two doing? They just started, they were sleeping on Nice and Calm, and as soon as I started playing the music, they're starting to run around real crazy. What are you doing? What are you doing? Properly named her Jackie Chan and the other one Rocky Balboa. You got me good? Hey, I'm trying to work here. Hey, here's your shoelace. You want this? Get it, Rocky. What are you doing? You're both driving me crazy. Here, go play. Go play. Go on. What are you doing? They're just going crazy. Hey. Be good there. Well, now, okay, let's see how this is going to work. This is the first time a show with my new cell phone tonight. I'm kind of psyched. That's nice. Not bad. Paid $20, $21.09. And, you know, it's prepaid debit, what's it called? Not prepaid card, but, you know, those phones. And it's really nice. Not bad for $21.09. It's actually $20, but it usually goes for a couple hundred dollars. And, you know, not in a contract, really nice. So, you know, I figured I needed a new phone anyway. So I was looking for something that says, you know, I'm going to wait till I saw the holiday Christmas specials. And by the way, I'm going to say Merry Christmas, okay? Merry Christmas. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Let me say Merry Christmas. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. You know, I think I'm very respectful towards a lot of cultures and stuff, and I think I should be allowed to say Merry Christmas, because in the word, Christmas is Christ. It's supposed to be the birth of Christ. Here I am choking on my protein shake that I made, and I have, like, I still have to buy a blender, but what I do is I take the water, and I take, like, a bottle or something and shake it up. That's what I'm doing, shaking it up. Because I have to start, you know, doing some more protein stuff. Been studying a little bit. I signed up to a fitness trainer. Been studying with that, working on a couple things myself. And a couple things I wanted to bring up, and something I wrote I'd like to talk about in a little while. Going down my list here. Hey, what are you doing playing with my protein bottle? Hey, you, push it at you, little stinker. Do you mind? Get out of there. Get, go play. Yeah. I got her behind me. What are they doing? I think I'm going to have to get someone to play with the cats while I'm on the show on the air. I think I need an assistant. I'm going to have to hire an assistant to play with my cats. What are you doing? Yeah. You want this? Yeah. There you go. You know, I'm trying to do something here, kitty. Hey! Don't push. That's my protein bottle. Get out of there. You're going to get a squirter with a bottle. Cut that out. Get out of here. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, let me get up on my page here. Posting a couple of things. Yes. Going to the first thing I want to bring about, the Sarah Joy Foundation. And actually going to the page, Sarah's Joy Foundation. A little bit about it. Let me see. Just to read a little bit about it. Where is the page info? Facebook changed it again. And this was actually Eric's wife, I think, believe, who wrote this. Let's see. I'm trying to bring up where the mission statement. Sarah's Joy Foundation creates ways to help families and cancer patients enjoy their lives as fully as they can. The Sarah Joy Foundation was started in memory of Sarah Joy, who lost her battle to breast cancer at age 32, leaving behind her two young sons and her husband, Eric. Sarah Joy provides emotional and day-to-day support to assist caregivers and patients live each day fully, whether it's a few hours away for the caregiver or a day trip for the patient and family members. Sarah Joy is here to help. And it's official reporting agency for the Presidential Service Award Council. And you can check that out and see more about that and go to the Sarah Joy Foundation page. The other one, let's see, there's quite a few that I wanted to bring up here. Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. So let me just bring that up. I got a purr kitty here, purring behind me. So if you hear anything going purr, that's actually the cat. Let's see, am I still hooked up to my phone? Let me see. Yeah, it still hooks up to the phone here. Good. An official site. Actually pulling up there. Oh, okay, what was that? Cut that out. What is that? Let me get off of that. Okay, let's see. I'm just pulling this up. Okay. Pulling this up here. Trying to go to. We're frozen. No. Frozen. Okay. What is that? Okay, I have to reload the page. And I'm going to the nonprofit organization Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And what is it doing? I'm trying to bring it up. La 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 la. Bring it up. What is it doing? It just like totally froze. I think there's something runtime or something. Okay, page is unresponsive. Ha ha, let me get out of that page then. Okay, let me bring it up one more time here. Let's try this. Okay, I'm going to the main page. Trying to go to the main page. Maybe if I reload the page. Okay, I don't know why it's not letting me bring it up, but I'm trying to reload the page. So give me one moment because I want to read the statement with that. Okay. About the museum. Hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies including Yakima Kunut, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Mandel, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunts, equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, 81 West, W-E-S-T, Cane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M as in Michael, O as in Orange, A as in Apple, B as in Boy, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. His email address is johnhagner@hotmail.com, J-O-H-N-H-A-G-N-E-R @hotmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click on Falling for Stars, then Artists of the Stars, then Stunt Stars and Legends. John Hagner does a monthly article on Moab happenings, tabloid features happening in and around the Moab area. I don't know if he's still doing that, but that's what it says on there. So if you'd like to give there, go to check out the page. You can actually look it up. Falling for the Stars, a nonprofit organization, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And this is not something for the past 65 years, which everything that is in storage. It's for the present and the future community, and it's to help preserve the history of the stunt community. Let's see. What am I bringing up on my page now? Oh, yeah. The Obie's Fitness Center. It's where I'm actually getting my six-pack abs, where I'm actually working out. Give them a shout out there. Let me see. Obie's Fitness Center. So I'm going to actually, I'm trying to see if there's any information. Obie's Fitness Center. There's the website. Just bring it up. Wait for it. It's not coming up for some reason. I don't know why. Okay, must be having problems. Something, I guess it couldn't come up for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe their website is down, but it's actually December 1st. Give the gift of personal training Cyber Monday. Today only, that was in back in December 1st. Okay. I was trying to see if that, okay, that was back in December 1st. Website. See if it comes up now. I guess that's not coming up. Not coming up. I don't know why. Okay. If you want to check out Obie's Fitness Center, check that out there. I don't know why the website's not coming up. Okay. Next thing. Moving on. What else do I have on my page here that I posted? Let's see. The Martial Arts Kid film, which I'm hoping I really can make that premiere. So I'm kind of like going to go back to that and pull up that page. This is the plot outline. When troubled teen Robbie moves to Cocoa Beach, Florida from Detroit after his grandmother has had enough of his antics, he soon realizes that everywhere he goes, there is somebody who doesn't want him to be happy. And in Cocoa Beach, that someone is Bo Whitelaw, the toughest and most popular guy at the high school. From the moment Bo gives Robbie a beat down in front of Rena, the prettiest girl in school, we know Robbie's chances of living in a happy neighborhood just not realistic. To help Robbie stand a chance of survival in a dangerous teen world, his estranged Aunt Cindy and Uncle Glenn, played by action legend Cynthia Lady Dragon Rothrock and Don the Dragon Wilson, are there to coach and train Robbie along the way. Robbie learns learns defensive skills that will give him a chance to defend himself. But will that be enough to protect him from Bo in an all-out epic battle? And will Robbie ever be the man in Rena's eyes? Find out when everything comes to a head in a final showdown that pits the legends of traditional martial arts against MMA fighters in a battle you'll have to see to believe. And that's The Martial Arts Kid. And they actually, a lot of people I will be getting on from there to help it promote it even more. And I'm very psyched about that. And there's something that I wanted to bring up that I've actually... Let's see if I can bring this up. Just some stuff that I was writing today, just a couple of pages, 5 pages. Oh, my gosh, how much did I write on this? This is the stuff that I was, you know, in my head. Something I wrote today, about 5 pages. A chokehold that takes the last breath while someone screams, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe," and just dies on the ground. This man could be my brother, a cousin, a friend, and I keep on asking why. When will this violence end? People getting shot more every day. The media displays are the horror of today. Our society of people scared and confused, and each and every day more people we lose. We're human beings, and even the displays of horror blinds us towards the police officers that are good and are condemned by the bad ones and suffer because some do their jobs and have loved ones and families. Well, the bad officers outweigh more and more every day their brutality caught on video. That goes viral, and we all see it. Okay, I'm trying to bring a lot of pain. But what can we do? The more we protest, it seems like we get screwed. Our furry loved ones suffer too. Police officers will shoot on sight dogs and even kittens that are our family members and have no remorse. Once again, the action of the few outweigh the good. In our society today, there is chaos today that seems like it will never go away. We are hungry, we are scared, and we are tired. Our people suffer so much in this world, but what can we do? We stand up more and more to face the ones that are supposed to protect us, and it causes more violence. But what else can be done? There is pain and suffering into the innocent ones. Are we not meant to take each other's hand and come together as communities? Isn't justice supposed to prevail, and are people supposed to live their lives with freedom? The people that were here, the Native Americans, are slowly being wiped out of existence and live on reservations and have the highest level of poverty without even some place of clean water. How can you live with dignity when there are simple things that you don't even have, like clean water? Even in communities, there are children that are abandoned and abused and go hungry. The elderly live out their lives in some places where they cannot die in dignity because of abuse. And these poor people can't even go to the bathroom themselves and have to put up with abuse. The innocent animals in this world that are starved and left to die. We sit back and post on social media accounts about what happens to animals, and we all go, what a shame. All the poor things. We are all well aware what goes on, but nothing gets done. Sometimes there is a silver lining with good-hearted souls with all this, but our people in the land of America, are we so free? Most of us live a life to pay for house and taxes for 40 years, and when we reach the end of our lives, we're supposed to retire and enjoy our golden years, but most people can't even do that. The pollution in our air, lands, and our foods with cancer rates that are growing. There is no God that is going to kill us. It is going to be us, man, that is going to do a good job killing ourselves. We pollute the earth, and we are the ones that damage Mother Earth, which is a living planet. Mother Earth thrives and breathes just like all of us, and she is slowly dying. There are such easy solutions like taking all the trash that is just laying around smothering Mother Earth and converting that into fuel. It cleans up Mother Earth, and it would stop all the war over fuel. Now, I may be a simpleton in this world, for I'm not a politician or someone who rules over our society, but I see what goes on in this world, and I'm tired of seeing all our people suffering. But what do we do? I see much suffering in this world, and everyone on this planet deserves a quality life and deserves to die with some dignity. Children and animals are meant to be loved. We are on this planet to protect all the innocent ones in this world. No one in this world should have to go to bed hungry, and no one should have to live without a roof over their heads. all of us should be thinking of more ways to help each other in today's world. When is skin color not going to be a factor in help another human being? Do we not all bleed the same blood? Do we all not feel pain like one another? Do we not cry and have feelings? There are many people in this world that are lost and have no one. There is no one to say I love you as they sit there with no shelter, no clothes, and no food. With how big the world is and how much all these big gadgets and all the social media, you would think that we would overcome all this by now. Forget all the politicians, all they do is yell at each other and blame each other and say that the other party is to blame, but what gets done? What a good are any of our leaders when everything remains the same? Every person born has the right to live a life. Education should be free and should not have to cost and put people into debt where some people can't even finish college because they are put into so much debt they have to pay off the debt in which they aren't going to receive a degree because they have to take jobs to finish paying off the debt where they try to get an education in the first place. Medical should be free to all. Some country is free and no one should ever have to suffer or be afraid to go to medical service because they think they have to pay medical bills that put them in debt so they'd rather sit and suffer. Basically, medications don't even cure because pills are being shoved down people's throats, in which the side effects are brutal. And mostly, the first medication, you have to take a second or third medication because of the bad effects of the first medication. I think sometimes medication is only masking the symptoms and not curing anything at all. Why is it that most health insurance won't cover the cost of acupuncture, in which there are hardly any side effects of something that's been around for thousands of years? This is just thoughts that I go in through my head and so I think, and I'm just like, gee, what am I to think? I'm just like, you know, basically a simpleton and such, but, you know, just trying my best, just like, you know, everybody else in this world. And, you know, who am I to say I'm just a simpleton? I don't run this world. I don't have the answers, and I wish I did, because if I did, I'd be able to help solve some problems in this world. Maybe not in, say, the whole entire world, but, you know, maybe even our own communities, just to start that. And if everybody did something in their own communities, maybe that would be something starting a good domino effect. You know, what am I to say? I wanted to play some music now, and I want to play a song, a couple songs right now, and I'm going to play Unbreakable, Cardiac, featuring Laura Lee, and I'll be back.
I'm unbreakable. Can't break what's broken. Gonna shoot the stars. The sunroof's open. Let it shine on me. Let it rain on down. I'm on my way. You hear the sound. That moment.
just to hold me. Your beautiful mama, you're everything I need. Family with me, the waters run deep. Now I'm in the knowing this evil around me, but now that you got me, nothing can stop me. See no big shot with a powerful army. I'm calling it love, and the rest keep it dub. I'ma stay wise with the guidance above. I look to the skies with love in my eyes. I'm unbreakable. I'm unbreakable.
Saturday I'm back, and I was just, you know, doing my show tonight, and I got it running late, and I just want to say, you know, thank you so much for all the love and support, and, you know, everybody that's been listening to my show, I appreciate that, and they always try to, you know, leave my show on a positive note, and tonight I like to leave last song for Sungbong Choi, who was a contestant on Korea's Got Talent. I think it was Korea's Got Talent. I'm having a brain fart right now. Sungbong Choi, actually one of my friends who I'm supporting, you know, I'll be getting more of his music for my show. And this song, Anella Fantasia, he actually sang on the show where the young man, he's about 23, 24 now, he grew up on the streets in Korea, was an orphan, ran away from the orphanage when he was 5 years old, and he lived on the streets of Korea. At night, he would sell energy drinks, sleep in a bathroom stall, and stuff, and his dream was to actually sing. So I wanted to end the show with Sungbong Choi singing Nella Fantasia, and I'll be bringing more guests on the show in future shows to come, and it looks like, you know, the holidays are here. If you're going to drink, make sure, you know, you don't drink and drive. A little holiday spirit, a little cheer. Just be careful going behind that wheel. Anyway, thanks again for listening to my show. It's Ninja Sunday, and once again, I'll be getting guests on my show in the future. This is Sungbong Choi singing his song, Nella Fantasia. Not his song, but, I mean, a song he sings.
Fantasia, io vedo un mondo giusto, lì tutti vivono in pace e in onestà. Io sogno d'anime che sono sempre fantasia, io vedo un mondo chiaro.